Episode 13 of the Perth Podcast.
Unlucky number 13.
Well, it can't get any worse, can it? Let's face it. You know, I mean, the only way this could get worse if we tried to do a Nirvana cover about a girl. I mean, that's about the only way this could go wrong.
Yeah, that's very true. And sing it completely out of our depth, yes.
On YouTube and put it out there for some reason. Well done, yeah. Puddle of Mud. High five.
I can see why it's gone viral, but it's for all the wrong reasons.
Yes, for all the wrong reasons. They say there's no such thing as bad press, but I think if you're a singer, this is pretty bad press.
Yeah.
Talking to music, hit the button. We are still in lockdown, shock horror. I think we all saw that coming, didn't we?
Yeah, it's not going away anytime soon.
No. When they said it's another 3 weeks, I'm like, well, yes, of course it is. But, you know, whatever. Death rates seem to have leveled off, which is all very well, unless you know someone who's actually died. But we're getting there. Yeah. We're still here. We're still ticking over and we're still in our houses. I've never painted so many fences in my life. Every fence I own has been painted.
That's like Andrew Smith from the American Football Cast. He was telling me that he's watered his garden about five or six times today. Just watered the grass.
Well, you know, the paint I'm using, I bought 2 years ago to paint the fences. So, yeah, that's how long I've been putting that one off.
Yeah, well, it's done now.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. It's almost done now. I've got like three panels left to do. And then I'm like, oh, now what? So I can totally see my grass getting relayed or something. You know, we'll see what happens.
You want to come and fix the grass on my front garden?
No, that wouldn't be social distancing, so I couldn't possibly do that.
I would so. I'd be in my house watching.
I believe that. What have you been up to then? What's there to report?
Well, it's same as most people, to be honest. It's trying to find those social interactions online in any way possible. So, discovered new game. On you go.
No, I was going to say on that basis though, I took on that house party app thing on the phone, and I've been hooking up with a couple of my friends that way and playing the wee games and stuff. It's actually all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good fun. The quiz is okay, but the drawing one and the what am I thing, they're quite fun as long as your connection's fast.
Well, we had that problem. One of the guys, we think his son was in the other room playing Xbox, and we got a lot of that going on, which isn't good when you're trying to play a quiz. You're like, what? What did you say?
And then they get raging because you're not understanding them.
Well, exactly. And we all had a beer, you know, we just had a wee beer and we had a wee quiz, and then we left it, and that was fine. But I'm not a huge fan of the fact that anyone can just join. You know, they can just jump in without a warning or anything. Because I literally turned on the software and there was one of my mates. And I'm like, hi? which is a bit freaky, but there we go.
Yeah. I think, can you not have them like closed or something like that? And then it's invite only at that point.
Well, I think once you're in, yes. But I hadn't even done it. I just launched the app and suddenly there was one of my friends. And I'm like, hi, what are you doing here? which was a bit weird.
No, yeah. So I'd been just like trying to find new games on the Xbox to play. Me and my mate Chen and Jim have been playing Payday 2, which is quite fun, but very frustrating. But I like the randomness of the level setup. And last night, actually, so Tuesday night, my mate Chen organised a Skype quiz. So we had a little sort of mini pub quiz over Skype. There was seven of us on it, and it was movies from the 80s.
I should have been all over that.
Well, I'd forgotten there was even a theme until he said, right, here we go, 80s movies. And I was like, oh.
Okay. you just answer everything Back to the Future? Back to the Future? Back to the Future.
Actually, no. E.T. was my go-to answer, and it turned out it was right for one of the questions. Very first one. But no, I ended up coming joint second with my mate Alan.
Oh, nice.
He's my heroic paramedic friend. and Forgan from the Science of Fiction podcast, he won it.
Ah, nice one.
and the forfeit for all the losers was the winner got to pick a film from Netflix and we all have to watch it this week.
Oh no, what is it?
So he's been watching Peter Rabbit with his daughter, so he made us all watch that.
Oh, well, it could be worse. There's a lot worse things on Netflix than that.
I've seen bits of Peter Rabbit and it's made me chuckle, so I'm quite looking forward to sitting Emily
down and
making
her watch. Not much of a punishment then, is it?
No, it's not. It looks like quite a decent film, actually.
Yeah, like you could have made you watch The Kardashians or something like that. I don't even know if that's on there, but you know, it's still punishment.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Anything like
not
that.
Not fun.
I would have quit the friendship.
It's all over, man. Sick of you. We've been playing a lot of Grand Theft Auto, just doing heists and stuff like that on the PC. So four of us in the heists.
That sounds fun.
Which is good fun. I don't know if you play GTA now.
I haven't, but I know from the old games that the driving mechanics are a lot better than on Payday 2.
Oh, man. GTA 5 is just incredible. Like, it's got everything in it. Racing, shooting, the heists are just incredible fun. You know, they're challenging. It's teamwork. There's a storyline behind it. It's fantastic fun.
I'm sure it's on Game Pass, actually. At least it was. I might have a wee look and see.
Have a look. It is worth it, definitely. But beyond that, of course, not much else. I've got a wee bit of work in, not much, but I have been working on the possibility of animating us for the podcast. So that'll be quite interesting. And Stoby, you've already seen a couple of previews of what that could be. Obviously, it's a lot of work. I'm just trying to figure out whether I can use it for my business or not, using Adobe Character Animator. So yeah, watch this space. We'll see what happens.
If nothing else, we'll do like a 5-second preview.
At the very most, yeah, absolutely we will. Things that have been happening in Perth, of course, there's not much. I was in town the other day, they're getting some dog food, and the town is, for the most part, quiet. I went to Goodfellow and Stephen and bought some sausage rolls and pies because they were open, and I really fancied something different from, you know, from the supermarket. Mm-hmm. So that was nice. But they've got, you know, the splash guards for their faces. They've got all that sort of stuff up there. And they've got big tape saying to not cross this line. So, you know, it's quite safe enough. And people were respecting the don't come in if there's people in rule. So, but it is weird seeing that place where there's cafe, but nobody there. Empty, hopeless, you know, and almost in darkness as well. Because, there's, you know, they're trying to save money, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then... we, you know, went for a wander back down. I was picking up some equipment from my office. I went back to the car and drove away, and it was just a bit weird. A couple of the pubs are boarded up, which just looks a bit strange. There's just not a lot going on. But the one thing I noticed was the Twa Tams, not while I was in town, but digitally, have reinstated their Sunday social. So they did it online.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I caught a wee bit of it. And it's quite well done. And do you know what? Kudos for trying that, for actually making an effort and keeping that going.
Yeah, definitely. And that's what we need. And the thing is, people remember that when it comes to places reopening again, you know.
Oh god, and that's exactly what they need to do, is put themselves on the map, isn't it, and say, look, we're still here, we will be here, let's get ready.
I guess one of the concerns that people will have is whether you're the business owner or a customer is whether the shop will reopen again or the pub will reopen again.
It's so a massive concern just now, you know, and everyone's going for the grants and stuff. Some are rejected, some are accepted. It's just a bit of a mess. I think everyone thinks it's a given that you get that money, but it's not. There's a couple of hoops to jump through. And I know people that have had it rejected through little reasons, like maybe they've registered the business under their own name, but they trade under the business name, and that's rejected the grant application. So, you know, it's not a given. We're not just being handed out money as a business. It's not just, here's £10,000, move on, son. It's not like that at all. So it's hard times all round.
Yeah.
And of course, social places like pubs will probably be the last to reopen.
Yeah, well, that's also the concern.
I mean, I think restaurants have a better chance because of the sort of natural social division there that you can achieve. But a pub is a bunch of folk, you know, grouped inside with no control. At least at a restaurant, you're sat down round a table or whatever. There's a level of control there you can keep. But pubs, don't fancy that.
But having that online presence and just keeping things going online just gives that bit of sort of almost subconscious reassurance that, yeah, they're
Yeah. And sanity, I think, for a lot of people as well.
Yeah, well, that's it. That's what we're needing.
Yeah, it's a bit busy. So the other thing we need to talk about as well, because I've just looked at how long we've been recording already, and geez, it's getting on. So Holly from Highbeat Digital, what's been going on there, Stoby?
So Holly's been running Perth Life since January last year, I think it was.
Which is a Facebook group, isn't it? An online
Facebook page. I got brought on board with that, I want to say around maybe April time last year, just helping mostly promote the Fair City Podcast Network stuff, but also helping if I spot a little local articles here and there, local things to share. We've been sharing on that and been building up the presence on there. And so Perth Life launched its website last weekend, and and it's got your picture was all over the cover photo of the page.
Yeah, no one wants to see that.
No, they really didn't. It was a nice picture of the Fourth Bridge, though. So that started up last week, and Holly's been interviewing local people about their experiences going on at the moment and what they've been doing during lockdown.
Brilliant.
So here's Holly with a bit about the Perth Life website.
Hello, Perth Podcast. So my name's Holly, and I just thought I'd stop by to tell you a little bit about this new website that I built that you might have seen. We've just launched Perth Life, which is www.perthlifescot.co.uk. And we're running some really cool articles on local people about how they're getting on during the pandemic, what they're up to, what they've been eating, how they're coping with their mental health. So we're discussing some really cool topics. It's really focused in on arts and entertainment, lifestyle and culture. And I'm hoping that people are going to love it. So yeah, please come over and give us a read. Tell us what you like, tell us what you don't like, give us some feedback on the website. And there's also a couple of interviews with some two really cool guys from the Perth Podcast, David Stobie and Ian Potter. So definitely worth a read. And thanks for all your support to everybody that's supported so far. And see you soon.
Thanks for that, Holly. What else have we got?
That's a good question. Probably not a hellish much. No, actually, I had a wee discussion with Liam from the band Nishima the other day there, remotely again, obviously, like we're doing now. And he was nice enough to jump online. We had a wee conversation about the new video and song that they've brought out, which is a cover version that I think most people will know, but done in a metal slash rock fashion. So here's an interview with Liam and myself. And here we are in the virtual studio. Well, we're not here anywhere, but I have Liam from the band Nishima. Nishima. I always get that wrong. Liam from the band Nishima, who have recently released a new single. Liam, welcome to the show.
Hey, it's good to speak to you. It's been a while.
It has been a while, and it's really weird not being able to see you face to face, because that's pretty much always how you and I converse, isn't it?
Yep.
So Liam and I go way back. I've shot a few music videos for Nishima back in the day. And Liam is a very, very, very nice chap. I'm sure you won't mind me saying that on here. And we met at Asda, didn't we? We used to work at Asda together.
We did. You were always a gentleman, and you've been nothing short of a gentleman since.
Well, things have gone downhill now, so you know, we'll take it as it comes. No, thank you. But no, we met there, and we went separate ways for a while, never really spoke to each other, and then fate brought us back together again. Yeah. So, Liam, your band, tell us a little bit about Nishima.
We're a four-piece. We write heavy rock, I guess. I mean, previously we've classed ourselves as metal, but there's definitely like a rock, more of a rock sound to what we do.
It is quite mixed though, isn't it? I totally understand how difficult that question is because of the amount of different styles that you throw into your stuff.
So yeah, there's definitely a metal element, but it's definitely kind of pop rock, really, more than anything, with a little bit of hip hop and electronica thrown in there for good measure,
and a bit of screaming and a bit of rap and a bit of everything, yeah. Isn't it? And it's pretty much you doing all of the above vocally, isn't it?
Vocally, yeah. I mean, Craig used to, like, on the earlier recordings, Craig would come in and record vocals, and there's chat about him coming in to record. To record like extra harmonies and things like that on the new material that's coming out for the album, but we're yet to organise that. So yeah, I mean, it's in recent years it's been myself that's recorded all vocal, and live I've done most of the vocal, with Craig doing the bits that I physically cannot.
Because you're too busy doing other things as well.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, well, I mean, recently-ish, you used to play guitar in the old tracks. You've kind of put that down now, haven't you, for the playing live stuff. You've put your guitar down.
I have. So originally, as you know, Callum was in the band. And
the guitarist.
The guitarist. So Callum played guitar and I played guitar. And then it got a little bit too technical for me, and eventually Ross,
three chords instead of two.
Yeah,
I hear you.
That's it. So eventually Ross came along. So there was Callum and Ross, and then Callum's sadly no longer in the band. Yeah, we love Callum to bits, but since his departure, we quite happily are working as well as a four piece.
Yeah,
with me not playing guitar, and we just chuck what we can on the backing track.
And have you found that easier then? Like as a front man, are you finding it easier to be a front man rather than trying to play at the same time?
It's kind of a lot easier to breathe. It's weird. You know, running around and just vocalizing, you'd think that it would be more tiring, but I kind of found that I had to have more control when I was stood there playing a guitar, because you have to think about playing guitar and singing. But definitely more free rein, and you can think more about what's coming next vocally. So, yeah.
And speaking of coming next, that's a really good lead on here. So Neshima have just released the single that I mentioned in the intro, and I find it fascinating because, of course, you're all in isolation. You can't see each other. And just for clarification here, the rest of your band live in Glasgow while you live in Perth.
They do, yeah.
So there's a separation anyway, but what an achievement to actually release a single without meeting each other, without being in the same room. I find that fascinating. So can you tell us a little bit about what brought that up? I mean, you're a creative person. Obviously, there was a way to, you had to get that out. You know, creativity never stops flowing. So can you tell us a little bit about making this single?
Okay, so it's a funny one, because the single, most of it was already recorded. We actually, maybe a year ago, we sat down and we recorded it. Previous to that, we actually had been interviewed numerous times and asked, if you were to record a song, what would you record? So we played around with ideas like A Prayer by Madonna, various other ideas, but this one seemed to be one that we all enjoyed recording. Fast forward to now, we'd been chatting about, you know, releasing something, and we thought, you know what? It's a song that a lot of people, because it's, you know, it's an old pop song. I say old, it's not really that old, is it? 1999, like, I think it was released.
Like me, old.
Like me, yeah. So, you know, so it's a song that most people know, and it's quite an uplifting song. And we thought, you know, just a break from the norm, let's release something that's not ours, not our own material, you know, a cover. And like I say, we had it sat there for so long, and Ross has the same, he has the ability to record his guitars at home.
Nice.
Craig had already tracked bass for it, I think, on the original. There is bass in there anyway.
and the same he's not just for sure then.
And the same goes for drums as well. So it's, you know, the way that we normally, in a scenario like this, would track drums is to send a MIDI file. So, you know, a lot of the drums are samples of, you know, what Danny has used previously on the recordings. And they're just spliced up and used as MIDI notes, essentially, on a keyboard.
Yeah.
So that's basically how we pieced this together, was MIDI notes for the drums. The guitar recording and everything was resent, and I mixed it in with the existing track.
Nice.
So it's all possible, you know, if musicians have the ability to just record at home, whether it just be the direct input sound of the strings, and then it can be reamped in a studio or whatever, it's, you know, it's absolutely doable.
It's quite incredible, isn't it, how far things have come from having to go to a studio to do all this to, we'll just do it at home on GarageBand. I mean, I'm not saying you use GarageBand, but, but you know what I mean? There's possibilities out there that just were never there before. Tech has come so far. Yeah. So I think without further ado, what's the track? What is the song?
It's a song that was made famous by the Backstreet Boys in 1999, and it is called Larger Than Life.
You live in Perth, as I say, and you actually live in Perth city centre, and I think it's only fair to talk about the effects of the coronavirus and the lockdown and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
How are you finding the town? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I live on the high street, so I see, you know, I'll step outside my front door and I can see all the way down the high street, and normally on, you know, any given day of the week in a normal scenario, you can see plenty of people walking about the high street, even up to 8 o'clock at night, and there's a few people still walking around.
Roughly until Costa closes, you mean?
Yeah, that's pretty much it, yeah. So, you know, now I'll step outside my front door and there's literally maybe one or two people maximum. When you say one or two people, you think there's a handful of people. No, actually, literally going to or from work, or they're walking the dog, or, you know, they're heading out to do some exercise. And to be honest, it's thankful that people are listening to the advice of the government in this scenario, because it's absolutely for everyone's benefit, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. We're all in this together for the first time, you know, properly. We are all in this together, you know.
Yeah. And I think,
but yeah, surreal's the right word for it, isn't it? It's a bizarre feeling. I mean, I was in earlier on picking some gear up from the office that I needed, and I hadn't been in the office for weeks, and it felt really, really odd being in there.
Mm. It's
almost
important.
Naughty.
yeah. It's kind of like, I mean, you put the nail on the head there when you said about being in this together. You know, a lot of people are suffering mentally with it, and that's one of the reasons why we did release the track, because we thought it's quite uplifting, etc., at this point. But, you know, with it being, you know, we are, with us all being in the same situation, having been at home or whatever, you know you might be at home by yourself, but your neighbors and the people next door to them, the people next door to them, and whatever, you know, all around the world, we're literally all doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And it's just good to remind ourselves that, you know, really we're all holding each other's hand right now and hoping for the best.
Yes,
regardless of how isolated we are. So you know, that's for me. I've tried to keep that in mind. I'm fortunate that I am not by myself. I've got Sammy here, and you know, it's wonderful to have human company. But there are people who don't, and it's important to keep that contact, especially with like social media and stuff like that. You know.
And it is so easy now, and I think that on the basis of that people are doing it more. I mean, I spent an hour on the phone to my dad trying to get him to install Skype, which isn't easy with a man who's 82 years old, trust me. We got there, and of course the look in his face, this magic device showing, you know, his son who's nowhere near him on the video at the end of it was all worth it. And I think it's very easy just to forget and let it lapse in everyday life, never mind when we're in an isolation situation. Which is, of course, for us unheard of. It's our saga, isn't it? It's our lifetime saga. Yeah. We do need to reach out and remember people who are alone and maybe don't have someone checking in on them. You know, we're lucky we do have that, and other people might not have that. So, and a lot of people, of course, used to go to the shops for that chat or to the pub or whatever it is, and they can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
They're lost. So. We'll get over it though. You know, this too shall pass, as they say.
Yeah, agreed. It will, and we'll come out of it stronger than we were before. The world will not be the same again, and you know, a lot of people have said that, but hopefully
it can't
be. Hopefully,
yeah, that's it. Move forward. So that's the one. Yeah. Right, I think we'll play a wee bit more of your track and let you get on with your night. So thanks for, I'd say coming along, but thanks for hooking up wirelessly with me.
Very, very welcome, mate.
Yeah, we'll catch up with you again hopefully soon when, you know, we can actually do things in life.
I miss gigs.
Absolutely, yeah. Liam, thanks very much, buddy.
No worries, Ian. Good speaking.
Yeah, no, that interview was larger than life.
Nah-ha-ha.
Oh, dear. Sorry, I'll see myself out.
You were lined up for that one, though. That was always going to happen.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? I must admit, like, that song has been stuck in my head because I edited that interview last night, and that song has been stuck in my head all day.
It's a good cover, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good. It's fun.
I found the video really uplifting as well, actually. The whole, you know, them... arson about basically in their house and in the shower and all that sort of stuff. I just thought it was quite funny and entertaining.
Yeah. Have you seen Goldfinger? I've been releasing songs.
Yeah, it's good. When they did Superman, I was like, I'm all over that. That was so good.
It was brilliant.
Yeah, and obviously just all recorded separately and then put all together by someone. I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah. A band that I really like called Punchline. They were asking for videos to be sent in of things that you're doing at home just to pass the time. Uh-huh. And because they've got a song they wrote and released in isolation called Just Stay Home. And so at the very end of the video, you'll see my girls having a wee like egg and spoon race in the back garden.
Brilliant.
Which is pretty cool.
Quality.
A band you've been listening to since uni. So we're talking, how long is that? 13, 14 years ago?
I was going to say a couple of years, leave it at that. coming up then, there's a few other people doing some things. So I see you've got a list of weekly gigs here. Do you want to rattle through some of them?
These are the ones that I know, but that's because it's friends mainly. So as per the last episode, the Isolation Arms are still doing their gigs on Saturday nights. Mm-hmm. What they're doing is they're splitting into two. They've done a couple of themes now. They've done an 80s night and a 70s night. And what they'd done was they'd done 10 songs. So they started with 1980 and then they played a song from 81, 82, 83. So,
oh, nice.
So they'd done an hour like that pretty much with a good banter in between. Then they take a 10-minute break for their bladders. And then they come back and just do their normal sort of gig songs and that.
Brilliant.
So they're still on every Saturday night, 8 o'clock. Finn Anderson, who's a fantastic singer-songwriter, he writes a lot of musicals as well. I was in one of his musicals back in 2012. that performed for a week at the Edinburgh Festival.
Right.
That was best theatre experience of my life. He's doing small gigs on a Sunday at 6 o'clock on Instagram. So if you search for Finn Anderson Music, you'll find him.
Nice.
And then at 7 o'clock, Chris Small, our first guest, and he's been on twice now, hasn't he?
Yeah.
With his music, yeah. He's on at 7 o'clock on Sundays on Facebook and Instagram as well. So that's
nice.
And there's a lot more going on out there as well. I know.
And actually, the usual deal, guys, if you want mentioned, you need to tell us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Beyond that, I think that's kind of that, isn't it? You know, shall we play a wee bit more of Neshima to take us away?
To see us out.
See us out, absolutely. Larger than life.
It's normally I see myself out, but okay.
You're already gone. usual guys, give us a subscribe, give us, like, follow us on Facebook and all the other nonsense. But yeah, listen, we're here.
Yeah.
Let us know what's going on, we'll mention you.
Mm-hmm. And cool. You can always get us at fcpod.net/thePerth Podcast.
Absolutely.
We are part of the Fair City Podcast Network.
Yeah.
As I mentioned already in the episode.
Shameless plug.
Absolutely. it's grown. Oh, actually, that's another thing I should maybe mention as well, is it's got one new podcast coming out soon called Sinister Spotlight, which is Lindsay and I'm on the first episode. It's a review of documentaries, and we're reviewing a documentary called The Jinx.
Yeah.
And I've also been talking to a couple others about starting new podcasts as well, so keep an eye out for them.
Brilliant. Onwards and upwards.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. Well, in that case, ciao for now.
Bye.